This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. There's a kind of truce in a long-running battle over property taxes at the Colorado Capitol. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The proposal would permanently lower residential and commercial property tax rates and slow the future growth of tax bills. The bill would lower property tax collections by about $1 billion versus the status quo. It's one of the biggest bipartisan moments in recent years, but lawmakers will have to act fast to get it on the books. Their session ends at midnight on Wednesday. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A push to improve safety on mountain roads has cleared the legislature. It increases requirements for tire chains and prohibits semis from using the left lane on parts of Interstate 70. State Senator Dylan Roberts.
It's a very low-cost way to improve safety and efficiency on the corridor. And it's a huge return on investment because the data shows that every hour that I-70 is closed, it costs the economy $2 million.
Colorado educators say their schools are good places to work, but they don't have enough time to do their jobs. CPR's Jenny Brundine has more.
About 46,000 educators filled out the statewide survey. Most say class sizes are reasonable, though it varies across the state. But half say they can't find substitutes when they need to take a leave. Education Commissioner Susana Cordova.
We clearly need more substitute teachers to free up some of the time that teachers are losing when they have to cover classes.
Cordova says state officials will develop strategies to boost the sub pool. Just 38% of educators say they can meet job expectations within contracted hours and need help supporting students with mental health needs. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
High fire danger in southeast Colorado today. Gusty winds and low humidity means wildfires could ignite easily and spread quickly. It's sunny and windy for Colorado Springs and Denver. This is CPR News and KRCC.